The following program is sponsored by Seattle Open Door Church. Seattle Open Door Church is committed to loving God, loving people, and loving life. Our doors are open to whomever. No masks required. Seattle Open Door Church is located in downtown Burien next to the Southwest Courthouse. Host for There Is Hope is Richard Dover, the senior pastor of Seattle Open Door Church in Burien.
Verse 13, and esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Okay, we got that. Verse 14, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. Congregations, encourage those who are members of your congregations to get involved in ministry. Encourage them not to be idle. How many know that Christians are idle? Do what? Very more likely going to do? Fall into sin? Not do the work of the ministry? So encourage one another. Hey, come on. We need help here. We need help in our congregation. Can you help here? Can you help there? Some people aren't involved in ministry, aren't involved in the church because they're discouraged, because they're depressed. Church, encourage people who are struggling. Get to know people. Listen, if a pastor comes, he's probably going to bring some people. If he brings some people in, get to know who those people are. And when a new person comes in, how about when the new person gets in to get to know who they are, so if they are faint-hearted, that you can encourage them. Keep your antenna on. Be aware of the people around you. How about working together to help those that are weak? Verse 15. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Congregation, seek to do good for what's best for both groups. If you know me, I have had other groups here that we have removed. And the reason we removed them, because they didn't want to work together. They didn't want what was good. Listen. It is good to have our youth to rub shoulders together, no matter what language they speak, no matter what clothes they look like, no matter the color of the skin, what their origin is. Our young people need to be together because they need to be supported, because out there they're not supported. So it should be that our youth rub shoulders, do things together. That swimming pool, listen. In the old days, if you were black, you couldn't go in the white man pool. You do know that. And sadly, some places that's probably still true. Our pool don't color the color of your skin. Don't category your background. That pool is for every young person that ever wants to jump in that pool and to get some fellowship and to get some love and get some burgers. So, Susan, you better use that pool while I'm gone. I want use out of it, okay? We got that pool because Susan says her pool at their complex wasn't working and that their kids don't have anything to do. And I says, well, as a church, we can take care of that. And that pool might be slanted and look dangerous. But we had some big Samoans in there, and it survived, okay? You know what I'm saying? This find ways that we can touch our community, whatever it is. This build up each other, this work together, and listen. This learn to do good to and for everyone. This don't ever think that because we're this or that, that we need to be separatist. And that doesn't mean you can't have separate services and all that stuff. My wife, listen. I joke about being jealous with her and Linda. I'm not really jealous of that. That blesses me. I know that's a good, solid friendship that my wife has. I would not want to do anything to ruin that relationship. This don't do anything to ruin our relationships with each other. Listen, this is what Paul says, verse 16. Rejoice always. Always means what? Oh. Always means always, forever, right? When should we rejoice? Oh, wow. Rejoice always when you're going through some troubles and some legal matters. You what? You rejoice. God, thank you that you rule and reign. God, thank you that you're in charge. Thank you, Lord God, your will be done. Lord, that's all we want is your will to be done. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we don't know when we're going to have another pastor in here, but we're going to rejoice. Oh, you know what we'll do? We're not going to have praise and worship until we get a pastor. Oh, I'm glad I heard a what. Okay, we can't praise Jesus until we get the pastor. Then we'll wait and see what he's like before we give praise. No, it says what? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. What does without ceasing mean?
Huh?
Not stopping. So how often should we pray? Oh no, we pray when we get up in the morning, we pray, we lay my head down, Jesus will watch over me. Amen. No, pray cease without ceasing. That means when you're driving down the road, you can pray. Instead of cursing the driver next to you, how about praying for him instead? Huh? You don't like your neighbor because his chickens wake you up at 6 o'clock in the morning? Pray the chickens die or they shut up. Or how about just ask them, can I have some eggs? That's how we bribe some of our neighbors. We give them some eggs and they leave us alone. It says to pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for it is the will of God and Christ Jesus for you. Do you know if our groups would start praying together, did you hear me? Praying together, there'll be more unity. There'll be more clarity. There'll be more understanding. So we have a Samoan group that's down on Monday mornings that they pray. They take over the basement, okay? And they're so loud that I can hear them in my office at times. Okay? They're turning around and they're crying out to God. Now listen, I'm not going to speak for them, but Mrs. Irish, I think they would let you in even with your gray hair. They would let you in. You would have to start eating their food though, so I don't know. I don't know if you can do that. But I haven't seen any turkey tails, so I think you're okay. But joking aside, we need to be. I'm not even here. I'm going. I'm leaving. I'm still here. I'm still here. Right now I'm here. We need to pray together as a group, okay? There should be some nights. Listen, one thing I'm excited about is I am going to have less responsibilities. And I believe that one of the things God's taking me into, which is not, I'm a doer. I do. But I think he's calling me to be more of a beer. And let me tell you the difference. Mary is the doer. I mean, Martha. Martha's the doer. Mary's the beer, if you know the story. Mara just bees. She just hangs with Jesus. Martha's preparing the food. You need both. But I think God's calling me to be more of the beer, and I believe that's prayer. And so when I'm walking on my property, and I'm looking at the deer and the turkeys, and I'm listening to the stream, I'm praying that God will bring revival here. And one of the ways that revival comes is through prayer. If you can't pray together, why does God need to bring revival? Okay? Revival of souls being one, that takes prayer. So I will pray that you will pray without ceasing. And then you give God thanks for everything, whatever it is. Now verse 19, this is in the Word. It says, do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies. Seattle Open Door Church, do not grieve and quench the Holy Spirit. If you say the Holy Spirit doesn't do certain things anymore, you're saying that the Holy Spirit has stopped some of his work. Don't buy into that. The Holy Spirit works and moves today in miraculous, powerful, and mighty ways. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not turn around and say that this can never happen in this church. And we'll cover the bad stuff in a moment. But right now, do not quench the Spirit. Let God do what he wants to do. Listen, the service is a long service this week. Next week, maybe it'll be 15 minutes. If the Spirit only wants it 15 minutes, can you live with that? If the Spirit wants it 3 hours, can you live with that? Did you hear me? What does the Spirit of God want? And you can't know what he wants unless you're in his Word and you spend time with him. So don't grieve the Spirit, don't quench the Spirit, and don't despise prophecies. I don't want to get into all that, but all I'm going to say is let God's Spirit work. Okay? Carmi's going to share a little bit later, and I believe it's a prophetic word that she's going to share. Don't stop God from working. Okay? Now, do you need to be cautious? Yes. So, who knew that you would have to be cautious? I think God knows you need to be cautious. So Paul says, don't quench the Spirit, don't grieve the Spirit, don't despise prophecies. But listen to the next thing he says, verse 21. But test everything and hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Listen, he says, let God work and move, but test everything. Is it God or not? Listen, if all of a sudden there's at the altar and we're praying for somebody and that person turns around and starts flopping like a fish, that seems weird. How many would agree? Okay? But if that person has a demon in them, and if you've been around demonic possession, that can happen. Okay? But if you pray for them, oh, I know some of you don't want anybody flopping around with fish, like a fish. If they got a demon, they may manifest some behavior that's demonic. And would you stop that? Would you just say, oh, we don't want anybody delivered? But at the same time, if they're flopping around a fish, like a fish, and they're acting strange, and five other people pray for them, and they start acting strange, and he's got 10 people acting like a bunch of weirdo idiots, listen, test it. Test it. Because that may not be the spirit. It could be another spirit. So don't grieve and quench the spirit, but don't be open to everything and anything. Because that turns into craziness, and it turns into flesh. How do you take care of that? He says, abstain from every form of evil. Listen, a man who says, if you give $20, you can get healed, that's evil. Okay? If a man turns around and says, if you follow me, I'll lead you to the kingdom, you don't follow him, you follow who? Jesus. Okay? So out of it, abstain from evil, stay away from evil, watch out for evil. Guess what? God protects the evil from coming, doesn't he? So think about it. God, we want you to work and move. We want revival. God, send revival. And God says, great, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send all these demons in there to confuse you. Is that God? No. If you say, God, I want revival, God is going to do what? He's going to send his spirit and bring revival. And in the midst of that, the devil will get very jealous. And there will be ungodly things that can manifest. Don't get so caught up, and then you miss the move of God. Find the balance. Okay, next one. Verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it. Listen, church, I absolutely believe that God calls us to holiness. I believe if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you should walk in purity. You should walk in holiness. And how do you do that? By the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Church, if you know me, I'm a holiness kind of preacher. I don't give excuses for sin. I don't believe if you have the Spirit of God in you and you have the grace of God in you that you have to sin. I think you get victory. I don't think you have to be a drug addict because the world says once a drug addict, always a drug addict. I believe you can be delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Spirit and by his grace. And if a drug addict can be set free, a liar can be set free. A person who steals can be set free. A person who has pride can be set free. So whatever it is that the sin that you may be entangled with, can God deliver you? Absolutely. And church, don't get a pastor that turns around and has a sloppy grace message. A pastor turned around and said, oh, it doesn't really matter how you live. Jesus loves you. It's okay. That's not victory. So you need a pastor that turns around. He's not ashamed of the gospel. He's not ashamed that God calls the holiness. Now, he may preach it different than me. Because at times I preach, and I turn around and I'll call it out. Now, he might just turn around. He may sit with a smile on his face and says, you know, brothers and sisters, we really shouldn't sin. And can you just ask God to help you with it? And he may talk in a very nice, soft, calm way. It's okay. You don't have to shout and be loud and all that. Okay? But it has to be somebody that stands for truth. We're almost done. Verse 25. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with the holy kiss. I put you under oath before the Lord to have this letter ready to read to all the brothers. Brothers, pray for us. Apostle Paul says, prays for us. You know what Carmen and I say? Pray for us. We need your prayers. We need to be led by God's Spirit. We don't know the future. We don't know. We have glimpses of it. It actually looks like our future's turned out in the last week. Some things have come up. It looks like our future is a pretty amazing future that God has for us. But we don't know in the end. And all we want is God's will. So pray for us. As you pray for us, what will we do? We pray for you. We do the same thing. Greet brothers with a holy kiss. Okay, got to help this out in our culture. We're not saying brothers, men, greet each other with a kiss. Okay? What is he saying? He says, show love with each other. However you do that, show love with each other. Carmen, I don't think I have enough, so if you give one to each family instead of each person. And then the last thing, he says, I put you under oath. When Paul says, I put you under oath, what is that? To put you under oath, he's saying, I'm holding you accountable. Is that strong words? I'm holding you accountable to what? I'm holding you accountable before the Lord to have this letter to read to others. I'm holding you accountable, church. I'm giving out to you what I just shared, that exhortation to you. I challenge you. Read it, study it, and ask God to help you to walk in it. And anybody that isn't here, get a copy to them. Get them to read it, to share it, to be able to look at it. That Pastor Rich is saying as he goes, here's what he's asking of the church, because I think it's important for the church. Is there anything that in that exhortation that Paul wrote that I gave to you, is there anything that's going to be harmful to our congregations? Is it going to be harmful to our community? Just the opposite. It can change our community. So I'd ask of you, apply those principles that are there to allow God to work in your heart, to allow God to work in your spirit, that where you fall short, and maybe you fall short in being able to be in unity with another brother or sister. Maybe you are struggling with the concept of gifts of the Spirit, and that's something that is new to you. Give it to God. Ask God to speak to you. Maybe you struggle with because you've embraced some crazy stuff. Let it go. Let it go. Don't embrace the crazy stuff. Maybe you turn around and you're at a point that you've embraced some evil in your life. It's time to let it go. Let those words speak to you. If you apply those principles, I believe that something amazing is going to happen in this congregation. When I say this congregation, I'm talking about both congregations. I think something amazing is going to happen. So Carmi's going to share something. Before she does, I want to just say this. The number one reason that we are leaving, that we settled in our heart. Because see, if we leave, it doesn't matter if we stay here or Arkansas. Where we go is immaterial. What matters is that we're leaving. The reason we're leaving, because I believe that God has spoke to me clearly. I must go for to him to do the next thing he wants to do in Seattle Open Door Church. I have to leave. I have to leave. I have to get out of the way to let him do what he wants to do. I believe that in my heart of hearts, that I would hinder what he wants to do. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't feel guilty about that, feel bad about that. God speaks, I listen to what God says. And I had a pastor friend, known for a long time. I actually considered him to potentially be a pastor here. He has his own church. I just knew he wouldn't be able to bring his people over to here and wouldn't work. But I considered him as a potential pastor that could be in this church. And he saw what I wrote in my personal blog that tells about what I left. And this is what he said. He said, Pastor Rich, I've known you for a long time, and I know your heart. And it takes a real man that would say, I have to go for God to do more. And then he said, you said the one reason you don't want to leave because you want to be part of what the good thing God's doing. How many of you know that would be cool? Say next week you suddenly have 50 more people in the church. You don't think I would like to be here when that happens? But God says you're not to be here when it happens. And he says not too many pastors would do that. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know this. God's will is more important than anything about us and what we may want. And I don't want to be that I would try to speed up what God's going to do or slow down what God's going to do. I just know God's going to do something. And you should be excited. You should be excited what God's going to do. You don't have to figure it all out. So Carmi's going to share a passage of Scripture, and then we're going to close.
And to the remnant of the people, ask them, who of you is left? they saw the house in its former glory. How does it look to you now? How does it seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty said. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with the glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will rest peace, declares the Lord Almighty. So actually, was meditating when asked sleeping and then about leaving the church. Just so sad. And at the same time, I know and I believe good things are coming your way. Although the context of this scripture that I read is about prophet Haggai encouraging the returned exile, you know, to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God. So this is basically the context. Now, what this scripture spoke to my heart is this. God is so good. This is, you know, He speaks to me. I think He speaks to His children in the way, I don't know how to say it. Through the point of your need, He makes the scripture just line up with whatever your heart needs or your heart desires. I don't know really how to describe it, but I call it the rhema of God's word. So with God, this is the scripture is way different. I mean, that's way different. The context is because of the encouragement to the exile, in exile people to rebel the temple. So this is God, what God has specifically spoken to my heart, and I think speaking to the church as well. He says, but now be strong. Be strong, all the people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. Be strong, that, you know, your congregation, be strong. Remain strong for a few moments, maybe once a week, you'll have no pastor. But he says, be strong. At the same time, work. Do the work of the ministry. Just because there's no pastor yet, that you will be lazy and idle and stuff. He says, continue to do the work of the ministry, whatever giftings and callings and abilities, gifts you have. Use it in the church, no matter whether there's a full-time pastor yet or an interim pastor. So you work. That's what the Lord. The Lord is speaking to my heart. And He says, and my spirit remains strong. So here, we have a challenges, really hard issues, you know, legal issues. But He says, do not fear, for my spirit remains here. But He says, shaking in all aspects, even finances. So I was also concerned with that God was using, but we're not the source, we're not the provider. You are Jehovah's Jireh. you will lead me to supply your research. As the Lord's finances are depleted right now as you're leaving, but please, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. And these resources, we think it's depleted, but that resource is even depleted. Silver is mine, the gold is mine. Everything, all the riches of the world is mine. It's at my own disposal. He will continue to supply all the needs of this church. And more encouragement, he said, the glory given for this house will be greater. And I tell, the glory of this house will even be greater than the former. And I think it is my spirit, as we have been praying for revival in this church, I know that revival is coming. The glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former house of the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant you to serve the Lord Almighty. So all you need to do is, as we come low, put your trust in Him today. God's Spirit will be with you.
This is Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. John 1:7 says, you must be born again. Acts 16:31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And Matthew 1:15 says, repent you and believe the gospel. Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website to learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org. And we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity. We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also want to let you know, if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call, toll free, anytime, 1-866-1-GOD.
You have been listening to There Is Hope with Pastor Richard Dover. Through Jesus Christ, we can live a victorious life.